The distribution and morphologies of Phoenix cluster dwarf galaxies suggest they lack dark matter, by Iasoncio et al. Due to their low surface brightness, dwarf galaxies are particularly susceptible to tidal forces. The expected degree of disturbance depends on the assumed gravity law and whether they have a dominant dark halo. This makes dwarf galaxies useful for testing different gravity models. In this project, we use the Phoenix Deep Survey, FDS, Dwarf Galaxy Catalog to compare the properties of dwarf galaxies in the Phoenix cluster with those predicted by the Lambda Cold Dark Matter, Standard Model of Cosmology and Milgromian Dynamics, MOND. We construct a test particle simulation of the Phoenix system. We then use the MCMC method to fit this to the FDS distribution of tidal susceptibility aether, half-mass radius divided by theoretical tidal radius, the fraction of dwarfs that visually appear disturbed as a function of aether, and the distribution of projected separation from the cluster center. This allows us to constrain the aether value at which dwarfs should get destroyed by tides. Accounting for an R-band surface brightness limit of 27.8 magnitudes per square arcsec, the required stability threshold is aether DESTR equals 0.25 carat plus 0.07 to 0.03 in and 1.88 carat plus 0.85 to 0.53 in MOND. The value is in tension with previous N-body dwarf galaxy simulations, which indicate that aether DESTR approximately equals 1. Our MOND N-body simulations indicate that aether DESTR equals 1.70 plus or minus 0.30, which agrees well with our MCMC analysis of the FDS. We therefore conclude that the observed deformations of dwarf galaxies in the Phoenix cluster and the lack of low surface brightness dwarfs towards its center are incompatible with expectations but well consistent with MOND. This was the distribution and morphologies of Phoenix cluster dwarf galaxies suggest they lack dark matter, by Iasoncio et al.